Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah,
let's catch up. I got a real estate deal. I'm taking to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. In the studio tonight, multi-million dollar producers, Mark and Mary Wortman, the Wortman team with Ant Properties. Not hard to find multiple five-star reviews from them all over the internet. And the website is mwortman.com. Over 100 homes in the past year. Currently, roughly 30-plus listings. Is that about the right number?
That's pretty close.
Somewhere between 25 and 37, depending on the offers that go in.
Well, yeah, it is varying, and it is going down a little bit right now, but that's good.
Mark's cell phone is 269-876-2929. Mary's 208-1715-3. And, of course, area code 269. And, again, the website is mwortman.com. You're, fresh back from a trip to Southern California.
We had to go see our little granddaughter. It was fun.
No wildfires by you?
No, nothing. We didn't have to worry about that.
And everybody's healthy and happy out there.
Yeah.
You cannot be happy in San Diego.
I know, the weather's
California's
so
a beautiful
perfect.
Place to be. But yeah. Southwest Michigan is right up there.
Yeah, it is. And a lot more affordable. We're seeing more and more folks from Florida and Texas and California and Oregon saying, you know, I'm going to move back to Michigan where it's affordable and I can still make a good living.
And we have Lake Michigan.
And that 800-square-foot house won't cost me $2.5 million.
That's right. And with the 5 inches of rain we got last week, you don't have to worry about forest fires.
Nope, not at all. In fact, I'm surprised that we had no water in our basement. I guess the landscaping and drainage that Kristen's been working on in the plants.
Everything's good. Yeah, we didn't have anything
It was a good test. We survived. And
how many
all
inches
of our clients,
was it? 4 inches or more?
I heard eight.
Oh my goodness.
And I think it depends on area because it was just an amazing set of storms. It was a great day to sit inside and Netflix binge watch, play a little backgammon. Yeah. So how has the market overall been trading you? And since the last time you were here,
lots of calls, people inquiring about property, wanting to take a look. It's just been swamped, and they want to spend the day with you. So, pack a lunch and here we go.
Yeah. And we'll stop by the lake house afterwards and have a Merlot all week.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
That's been very good.
Courtesy of John.
Absolutely.
Yeah, everybody in my office, all of a sudden during last week and the beginning of this week, the number of people wanting to get pre-qualified just jumped through the roof. Like September
Excellent.
Got over. And people went, hey, I think rates are going up later in the year. The Fed's going to probably move the prime up in December, which isn't necessarily directly tied to mortgage rates. But and a lot of folks who are wanting to sell and haven't yet are starting to go, boy, maybe I need to drop my price a little bit because I don't want to carry this into March. I would like this house to be gone.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't want to have it over the winter. That's for sure. And now with the sun out and the weather's so beautiful, people are wanting to look at homes again.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Well, you have an open house coming up this weekend. Let's talk about that one next. Mary's cell phone again is 269-208-1753. Mark's is 269-876-2929. The website is mwortman.com, where you can find any of the houses we're going to talk about tonight and a lot more as well. Just some extraordinary properties on Real Talk About Real Estate.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full time. We have 3 kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just was completely helpful. And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and Rural Development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage, on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Mark and Mary Wortman, multi-million dollar producers with At Properties, the number one real estate office in Southwest Michigan. Mark and Mary have been doing this for more than a couple of years. Mm-hmm. We'll just leave it at that. The website is mwortman.com. Mark's cell phone is 269-876-2929. Mary's is 269-208-1753. And this weekend, you have an open house Sunday from 1 to 3, an extraordinary property in Baroda, 1950 Plantation Row, and the price just dropped to $499,900.
Yes, yes. A nice price drop. The home is phenomenal. I met some people out there this week, and we were looking at the pool and the pole barn and the home. The pool, after they finished doing all the concrete stamping and putting in the bathroom, little roof with a, they can put a TV in there. It's definitely a $50,000 upgrade. That pool is fantastic. And it's not old. It's only 4 years old.
The pool, you mean?
Yeah, the pool is only 4 years old. And then that pole barn to die for, with an office and a bathroom and
fully heated, fully air conditioned.
Yeah, yep. Everything. And then the home is beautiful and it's ready to move into. They found another house. So please come on out and take a look at it. It's worth it. It's a beautiful property.
This is one of those homes we like to refer to as a distinctive home because it's just so unique. It's with the setting and the pond and the 2 acres and everything else that's going on there. It's very hard to find a house like this today out there.
The pond in the front yard with the fountain going and the beautiful so brick pretty. Retaining wall that does the, it looks like a circular curving kind of driveway.
Oh yeah,
in and
a lot
out.
Of parking there.
This was somebody's forever house. They were never planning on moving. They were going to be there forever. And
then life changes.
He's in another part of the United States now, and they need to sell it. And so whoever buys it is going to get a phenomenal house at a very reasonable price.
This is turnkey, ready to move in, make and just walking through it, or even looking at the pictures online, your mouth just kind of drops. Mm-hmm. You've got 4,400 square feet, all levels, 4 bedrooms, 2 full baths. On the upper level, there's also a half bath down below, and another bedroom and a full bath in the basement as well.
Well, don't forget, in the basement, you could have an in-law set up there because there is a small kitchen there as well. So you could have another family member living in the basement as well. It's very nice.
Yeah. And then what you mentioned, the pole barn earlier and, bathroom, office, you know, this is really the most wonderful man or woman cave, if you prefer, that you can have besides the 4,400 square foot house.
Yeah, and did we mention in the pole barn, there is a lift for a car that's they're leaving. So if you're a handyman,
you're leaving
mechanic,
the lift. Car.
No. The car is gone, unfortunately, but the lift is there. It's like brand new. It's beautiful.
Well, and the car, if it was still there, wouldn't be part of the purchase agreement anyways. We figured that out on the side. One of the great things about when you're talking about 4,400 square feet with that full finished pole barn and 2 acres, and the pole barn is year round usable.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's fully finished as well.
Heat,
plus
AC,
the pool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Baroda, you're still only talking about property taxes of $5,000 a year,
reasonable.
100% homesteaded.
Very well, reasonable. If you know anything about the area, Baroda is a fantastic place to live. It's a great community. You're close to Lake Michigan. You've got access. And they have a Blue Ribbon school there as well. I mean, it's just a very nice community.
Oh, yeah. No, and you're far enough away that you're not getting a ton of traffic on the road. Mm-hmm. Your neighbors are not going to be bothering you, but you're close enough that in 10 minutes you're up in St. Joe if you want, or
sure.
You know, 15 minutes maybe down in South Bend, wherever you need to go. 94 is not far away. And of course, there's a wonderful brew pub and winery. And, well, not only in not only in Baroda, but all through that area, as you head down through Berrien Springs towards Buchanan, too.
So Baroda's
going through a bit of a renaissance downtown there with the additional wineries coming in and stuff. It's a great place to be.
It is. Again, the address is 1950 Plantation Row in Baroda. The listing price has dropped to $499,900. Family needs to move, and it's just an extraordinary property. You can call Mary, and she'll take you through it, 269-208-1753.
Or you can come out Sunday and see me from 1 to 3. I'd be happy to show you around.
And Mark's cell phone is 269-876-2929. Again, the open house is Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m., and the address is 1915 Plantation Row in Baroda, and you can see it on the website mwartman.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. John Wallace in the studio with Mark and Mary Wartman from the Wartman team. Their website is mwartman.com. Of course, with At Properties, the number one broker in all of Southwest Michigan, volume and size, and particularly lakefront properties as well, and high-end properties. But Mark's cell phone is 269-876-2929. Mary's is 208-1753. And I think I saw this house go out through your networking system on Monday and shared it out on our Union page and the Real Talk page and my LinkedIn page and Twitter and Facebook everywhere, because if I was ready to move, I love this house. It's 9250 Yonge Road in Benton Harbor, and it's only $299,900. Built in 1972, you've got 2,100. It's a little under that. Don't square footage count Mark and Mary to 2,200. I said that, not them. Four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and just an exquisite lot and acreage as well with it.
And it was recently reduced, which is always a good thing.
And it's a completely remodeled update.
This is a terrific house. The people that live in it, they purchased it a few years ago, young family. They put their mark on it and totally updated it. It's got a fabulous kitchen in there with the quartz counters and the stainless steel appliances. It's a great house, and it has some acreage. And it has a pond in front. It's just a very, very nice location. And it is Watervliet Schools, which is nice. The school bus stops by very, very close to the property. And I don't know, a lot of people don't know where Yonge Road is, but Yonge Road is one of those little roads out in the middle of nowhere there between two, not far from Napier, but it's a street that nobody goes down. You see more people walking and riding their bikes than you do cars. So, and across the street is almost like a nature preserve. There won't be anybody building there. So it's
it's a beautiful country setting.
Oh, it's a fabulous setting. And, you know, it would also make a great second home because you're so close to Sister Lakes and the other lakes that are around there. It's and it has a nice place for if you want to put a pole barn up. There's plenty of space for your toys there as well. So great house, nice location. Excellent floor plan, and the sellers are motivated, which always helps.
It's this Great Lakes art that's hanging on the wall that just is the lakes outline. Does that stay?
That'd be nice.
You make a full price offer, we'll talk about it. How's that?
it's got beautiful, fresh, clean pastel colors all the way through it. Some great hardwood floors. The master bath is amazing.
The master is amazing.
The master,
definitely.
Yeah, the bedroom too. And then, again, a lot of sliding doors, French doors, a lot of windows, just a lot of natural light looking through it. And a deck coming out. Is that upper living room or is that a bedroom where the deck comes out on the side?
That's the bedroom upstairs, yeah.
Master bedroom, yeah. And just beautifully maintained. Nice yard. The pond out in front of the house looks great. You have to, again, see the pictures. The address is 9250 Yonge Road in Benton Harbor. You can find it on the website, mwartman.com. Price dropped to $299,900. You've got 2178 square feet, four bedrooms, three baths, one bath on the main level. And, again, it's just a beautiful country setting and a house you can move in and you don't have to do anything to it.
It's a beautiful place. Really nice.
And then you have room because of the acreage in the yard to throw the hot tub in there.
Yes, there's plenty of room for that.
Out in the back.
Oh, yeah.
You have a listing that I don't remember talking about previously. We might have, but I was looking at it today down in Stevensville. So we're not far from Tosi's at 4144 Ridge Road, number 24.
That is a wonderful condo. I don't know if people have ever taken a drive. Well, I'm sure they have down to Tosi's, but Sable Shores is one of the nicest condominium communities. And most everyone has a decent lake view. And everyone can use the community pool and hot tub. The grounds are maintained gorgeous. It looks like you're in a park. I've had family live there and really enjoyed it. So I can say that people that end up in Sable Shores, they don't want to leave.
No.
It's lovely.
I've financed a number of Sable Shores condos as well. So I can tell you that it meets Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac conventional guidelines for a condo association. This is well established, not new, and all their ducks are in a row when it comes to association and financing and how those things are handled. Property taxes are $3,803, and that's 0% homesteaded currently. But that's and I'm seeing it more and more for folks who are just a little bit older than you and I. I don't need the big house anymore. I don't want to mow lawns. I don't want to shovel driveways.
I want live on one level.
Right.
So, and this one comes turnkey. The furniture is included in the dishes. So, just buy it and you can start using it right away.
Two bedrooms, two full baths. It was built in 2004. You've got 1,045 square feet altogether. And as you said, it's one main level there.
Mm-hmm. As an enclosed garage, which a lot of these condominium communities don't offer.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of people there. I don't know what the percentage is, but you have some year-round residents and some second home residents there. So it's a great mix and nice community.
Yeah, this would be a conversation for somebody else who has another room from the township, for instance. But, I'm thinking Airbnb and second home, rent it out during the week, too, depending on what the zoning ordinances are and what the condo bylaws are.
Exactly.
None of us have those in front of us, and we're not saying we could. But, but again, for $214,000, turnkey, I got everything included with it. That's one floor, so I don't have to worry about stairs. Mm-hmm. I got the interior garage, so I can pull into the garage and not have to deal with snow in the winter or getting back outside, and I don't have to deal with the maintenance.
Yeah, and it's only a few steps from the pool and hot tub, and so, that's so convenient.
You remember, because I don't see it off the top of my head, what the dues are for this association?
I think they're around $340.
A month, I would expect, and not a year.
But coming back on the what we talked about, the rental option, in the bylaws, they don't allow weekly rentals in there, so you don't have to worry about the weekend warriors popping in next to you.
Oh, well, that makes it nice and
private,
too.
Believe it's
6 months at least.
6 months minimum.
Might be a year.
So most of, if there are any rentals in there, they're usually professional people or executives. Well, it's a nice.
That ties back to Whirlpool or Lakeland folks who are coming in, aren't ready to buy a house yet, or aren't sure they're going to buy a house or haven't found it, and will sign on for that good 6 month lease.
Yes.
So we always refer to this as carefree living because you don't have to do anything but move in like that.
If you'd like to see it, Mark's cell phone is 269-876-2929. Mary's is 269-208-1753. And by the way, just because we're talking about listings and the open house Sunday at Plantation that you can go see, that doesn't mean if you're thinking about selling, call Mark and Mary and have them come give you a review on your house, and because they're excellent at not only pricing it right, but at helping you understand if there are things you might need to do that would help improve the value. Website mwortman.com. Mark's cell phone, 269-876-2929. It'll go off again any second. And Mary's is 269-208-1753. I think that one's mind vibrating.
Popular show. They all want to call in.
Yeah.
We just don't know the right number.
Houses are, in general, the right properties at the right price for what somebody needs, because the buyer, it's got to fit what the buyer wants, too.
Right.
There's still more buyers out there than there are houses. And so people are like, I got to get pre-qualified now.
Yeah.
It helps.
And put the right offer in, too. We're seeing folks, for instance, who started in April and lost out on their bids on six or seven different houses. I don't know whether they were underbidding or somebody else was overbidding or they were asking for seller concessions or something. And finally, just now, they're getting accepted purchase agreements because they're doing the right price and not asking the seller to do anything.
Right. So, makes a difference.
It's a process. Sometimes you have to lose a couple in order to understand where the market really is at.
Uh-huh. Or you go, okay, God didn't want me living there.
Yeah.
That's sometimes you have it to might say be that. A spiritual thing, and sometimes it might be, no, you're just not doing your job. Not you or us, but the buyer making the offer. Because it's
you
can advise, and I could advise, but it's still their decision on
exactly
what they want to put in the offer.
Yep.
Let's talk about this this wonderful-looking home up in Linden Hills in Covert. 80154 is the address, Linden Hills, I-N-D-E-N, Hills. Listing price, $399. Nine. You've got three bedrooms, two full baths, and near Lake Michigan, I'm going to just off the top of my head assume, not looking at.
It is. It has deeded access. It's part of a cooperative up there. It's a community that's probably started in the 1920s, in that range. You know, it's interesting. Mary and I do a lot of work together, obviously, and it's interesting when you have a team behind you and you list a house, because I bring Mary out to my listings from time to time so that she knows what we're working on and what's going on. And when I brought her to Linden Hills, she thought that she had gone to the UP or someplace. I think she was surprised to find.
Oh, because of that going up the fire lane, for instance, into the co-op?
It's very remote. I'll let Mary tell. You know, first impressions is always interesting.
Oh, it was wonderful. You'd look to the right, you'd see beautiful dunes. You'd look to the left, you'd see gorgeous dunes. You wind around. It's magical. It's wonderful. And eventually, after looking at all those beautiful trees and dunes, you come upon this home. And this home is not old. Sometimes you think, oh, I'm going to get a 100-year-old cottage. No, this is like a new house. It has the granite, all the amenities people want. And it's right there sitting on top of a dune. And people love walking around there. And eventually you can walk down and enjoy the lake. Just amazing. You wouldn't know it's there. You have to go there to see it.
Well, and it's private beach for the association only. I can see a great picture out on your website of, you know, folks with a couple sunfishes and kayaks out there.
Right. They actually still have a beach up there.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's very nice.
That's because they don't have a pier or some other things interfering with
it. Oh, right, yeah. Exactly. But it's just darling house.
You know, if you want a place to escape to, I mean, it's only, what, 20 minutes from here?
Yeah.
And
St. Joe.
Uh-huh. But, you know, once you're there, you feel like you're miles away from mm-hmm. anything. It's just a great place to be.
It's close to South Haven as well. Very close. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And again, as you mentioned, beautiful kitchen countertops, great woodwork on both the wood floors and the cabinets throughout the kitchen. There's a nice coming off of the kitchen counters, a nice, you know, breakfast eating area right there. Nice dining room. Again, beautiful windows and, you know, to allow that sunlight in and to
let
you look everywhere, and you're just a natural stress level of working for IBM or whatever. Drops down to
you feel good.
Nothing.
So, you know, a lot of times when people look at houses, they either, you know, sometimes they fall in love with them right away, and sometimes they're, you know, kind of like, well, it's nice, but I don't know. What's neat about this house is They rent it out on a weekly basis or weekend. And I've recently had a couple of different buyers look at it and say, let's stay here for a night. And they stay there for a night or two. And, you know, it's a great way to make a decision if you are on the fence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a test drive.
The stone fireplace and then the timber, it's like, it's not a log home, but
but
the stairway going upstairs
feels like
a log home.
It's kind of a lodge style. Yeah. Setting, I guess you'd say, interior setting.
And this the living room window in the fireplace looks out on the lake, correct?
Well, the lake is about to a block and a half away. So in the wintertime, you can probably see the lake, but it's heavily wooded. It's a wooded dune setting. Well,
a little more privacy.
Yeah, you have a little more privacy, and it's really cool.
But then, and my point there in the living room with the fireplace, and it's beautiful stone. I mean, real
lots of windows.
Not fake stone.
Right.
Yeah, floor-to-ceiling windows all the way through there.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And then the way the upstairs is framed, it's open with, again, that natural log wood, light wood, looks like a fire, like a log home railing going around. And so the upstairs is open for the into the bedrooms and the other baths.
It's really nice.
This is extraordinary.
It's really cool.
Have to see it.
Yeah.
And it's priced right.
Yeah. $399.99 again is the price. You've got 1,856 square feet, but again, you've got private access through the association, the Linden Hills Co-op, to Lake Michigan. So you're not going to have a bunch of hooligans running around on the beach.
Yeah. They actually have a caretaker that is there year-round.
Yeah.
And not that they check people when they come in, but he's basically their eyes to the community when people are gone. So he will keep an eye on your home. He'll go in and check it in the wintertime if something needs to be looked at. And it's kind of a nice plus to have.
Yeah, the association fees are $162 a month, but again, well worth it. The listing price again is $399.99. The address is 80154 Linden Hills in Covert. You can call Mark or Mary to see it. Mark's cell phone is 269-876-2929. Mary's 208-1753. And again, amazing pictures for everything they've got listed out at mwortman.com. We're going to take another quick break, and then let's come back and talk about some of the experiences we've had recently and why it's important to deal with somebody who knows what they're doing.
That'd be great.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk about real estate. We're in the studio tonight with Mark and Mary Wortman, multi-million producers with At Properties, which is the number one broker in Southwest Michigan. And Mark and Mary are everywhere. They're not just St. Joe, Stevensville, Benton Harbor. I mean, you stretch out to Sister Lakes, Lakefront Property, Three Rivers, you know, Pawpaw, Hartford, Lawrence, and beyond, up to towards, you know, Saugatuck and Holland, even if the listing's right. More than 100 homes sold in the past year, currently 30 average plus about, well, the listings aren't average, currently about, but there's around 30 listings, depending, give or take, what gets bought and what goes back on the market as something new listed out. Website's mwortman.com. Mary's cell phone is 269-208-1753, and Mark's cell phone is 269-876-2929. I'm talking about working with somebody who knows what they're doing, whether, for instance, it's your team or my team. I had a closing last week where a local lender here in town, with names not important, had spent 6 months and hadn't been able to get them closed.
Oh, my goodness.
And the realtor finally said, you need to call John. And we closed them in 28 days. We'd have closed them sooner, except there were some FHA repairs that had to be made that hadn't been made yet. And it just wasn't
fabulous
rocket science at all. But it was a different, you know, whatever institution you work with on the finance side, if an underwriter or a processor or the loan officer gets this picture in their head, that's what's in their head. And they sometimes can't see that there's another way to look at this, to restructure it, to make it work and make sense. And in fact, he brought me a nice Dalmore single malt to the closing.
He's so happy you got it done.
Well, he was. So was the seller, and so was the realtor. And what we do isn't rocket science, but it's got to be done right.
Yes.
Well, yes. You're absolutely right. I mean, one of the problems that we run into is when we talk to buyers and we're representing buyers and they want to put an offer together, you know, we ask how they're going to do their financing, and we can recommend, give them a list of different mortgage companies to work with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, probably 75% of the time, they already have in their mind who they're going to use. And, you know, there's experience because we've been doing this a long time. We know what if it's going to be a good closing or not so good closing based on who the lender is. But it's a trust factor. They because they don't buy houses every day, they assume that the rate is the number one thing.
Right.
And
as opposed to I want to get closed on time.
Yeah. And so it's kind of a one of those conundrums. It's very difficult. And it's not until you're at the closing table and they're pulling their hair out and they finally get it closed that they realize that, maybe John or Mark or Mary or whomever they're working with was right at the beginning, but it's too late now because we're done. So
well, and
it's hard.
The good loan officers that are in our region, and there are a number of them.
There's a lot of them.
I could name a dozen of them at least off the top of my head. I have somebody who's looking at a house right now, and they emailed me a loan estimate from Chase and said, well, here's what they're saying the rate is. And I went back to the Fed website and said, okay, here's what every lender in this area is charging for that interest rate and those closing costs. And that ain't it.
Oh, wow.
You know? Plus, and not to beg on anybody individually, but there are some lenders in the area that we know have a really hard time getting people closed, period.
Oh, yes. And go
so
on and on.
If you think that what they're quoting you is accurate and you can trust them and they're going to return your phone calls on time and going to get it done for you, then that's what's best for your family and got to go. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to play that game for an eighth of a point, for instance, an interest rate. You can't do it. Now, if I'm listing my house or I'm a buyer and I'm looking for a realtor, that same kind of experience and knowledge holds true. Tell me about the Oosterhaus story.
Mm. Oh, this is very interesting. I got a call from one of my at property friends in Chicago, and she called me and said she has a client that's been trying to sell her house for years and would like to talk to a realtor that can sell his house. So I met with him. His name is Mark as well, and sat down back in August, September, put a game plan together and listed his house. It had been listed with somebody else. Well, he's had it on the market for 5 years.
5 years not sold.
We'll start with that to begin with. So it's been out there for 5 years. Is it the real estate agent's fault? No. There were different realtors involved, and everybody came in with different prices and everything. But all I can tell you is the last agent that had it only had the listing for 30 days because there was a major breach of trust, I guess you could say. So when I listed it, it wasn't that far off from where the last agent had it listed. And within 30 days, I sold it twice.
Wow.
So, yeah, the first one fell apart due to some home inspection issues and whatever. And a week later, we brought another one in, and we were going to be closing in a week, and he's actually going to get more money than he would have with the first offer. So he has been singing my praises that, you know, obviously I know what I'm doing.
I've been waiting 5 years.
And yeah. Maybe
someday
you do.
My prince will come, and his name is Mark Orban.
Yeah. It's interesting. We do, Mary and I do work with a lot of expired listings, and we are able to sell them. So, you know, it's just something that we specialize in and people should take advantage of.
I think that's there are a couple of things there. One is the Wartman team. It's Mary's ability to see colors and designs and those
staging
kind of things.
Staging is very important. Absolutely.
Yeah. And your understanding of where the pricing should really be if we want to move the house. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking undervaluing, but not overvaluing either, because neither one is effective. You have to pick the right house at the right price. But also, I think the Ad Properties marketing department does some in-house. I'm not talking we farm this off to some third-party agency. The in-house, the brochures, the flyers, the email campaigns, the pictures. It's just amazing what At Properties marketing does for you guys.
Absolutely. And on top of that, because we have a good track record, we have people that are always checking our site to see what comes on, what's unique and what's different, because we don't necessarily always have the same type of neighborhood houses. And we get some bounce off that as well. So reputation helps.
Similarly, this is not a 5-year story. I have a client moving up, buying a house, contingent sale, living in the same community, but they had to sell their house first, and their house was sold, and that buyer was working with another lender again in town. Well, 3 weeks into the transaction, I'm asking First American Title for a preliminary CD on my client's sale.
Oh, boy.
because I need to show that there's enough funds to close on the new one.
Sure.
And they're like, we don't have an order for that.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, really? Yeah. So the listing agent and the selling agent, we all start reaching out to that institution and find out they hadn't ordered it.
Oh.
And they finally do. And my client has been cleared to close pending their sale for a month now.
Oh, boy.
And let's see. You have to go back almost 2 weeks. They were supposed to close on their sale, their buyer, Friday. And on Thursday, the lender called them and said, hey, you're not financeable.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, the pre-approval letter,
ouch.
There was supposed MISHTA financing involved as part of down payment, but they didn't qualify, and they've been told how long they would. And so they've war. So the realtors call me, and I'm in Cleveland, call me on Thursday night and say, hey, can you talk to this buyer and see if there's something you could do?
Oh.
Talked to him on Thursday and Friday, left Saturday early from the Cleveland trainings we were in to come back and run the numbers to get the pre-approval out. Now, getting, it was an FHA loan, so getting the appraisal and the FHA case number moved over to us took until last Wednesday, the Wednesday we just had.
Yeah.
And on Tuesday, they were cleared to close.
Oh, fantastic.
Isn't that amazing?
5 days.
Oh, you know, John.
You work magic.
Yeah. You're hard worker.
But it's not magic. It's, you know,
understanding what you're dealing with.
Right. And when, if there's, and there, we still, we all see a lot of people who have things to explain based on the collapse, or I had a divorce, or mom had a stroke, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You just got to document and explain those things and cover your rear, as it were, cover the client's rear before it gets to the underwriter and tell the correct good story. Because look, this is why these things happened. I do have enough money to close. I have enough income to support the house. And
I'm so happy.
I can tell you last night, Tuesday night, I was talking to the underwriter at the Union Home Happy Hour at the Lake House while we're there.
Oh.
And she's saying, yeah, this is going to work. I'll get you an approval right now, and calling the listing agent for my buyer's sale and my buyer's agent and my client. And well, now both my clients and saying, hey, we're good to go. We can set a closing.
What good news.
You know, that's excellent.
That's excellent. So, yeah. Good.
Well, I
like
people.
That
it's
story.
Not me. I have good people around me.
you know. And the rest are, good group.
Well, it's good to have, it's like, again, with your team, it's good to have a second set of eyes looking at things.
Yeah.
In my case, Lori Brink, who says, John, what about this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So good. Yep.
So, you do have good people.
Yeah. Nice. It's going to be a great fall season. We're going to have another happy hour the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, by the way. Unless you guys are traveling to San Diego for Thanksgiving.
No, they're coming here.
Oh, good. Before the snow hits.
Yeah.
And Papa Lake can be a little cold, though.
Oh, yeah. It will be.
No pontuna.
We'll have to find an indoor pool.
Maybe a bonfire outside.
Yeah.
Mark and Mary Wortman, the Wortman team, again, their website is mwortman.com. If you're looking to list your house, particularly if it's been sitting for a while and you're not getting any movement, Mark's cell phone is 876-2929. Mary's is 208-1753, and you can see an example of their work. Both of you Google their names, and you'll see lots of five-star reviews out there. But the kind of marketing in their website, mwortman.com, that you get when you're listing with them. And, of course, if you're looking to buy a house, they have a couple of really amazing bribes. Just a couple.
Yeah, a lot of good ones.
Great having you in again
Thank
tonight.
You. And, yeah, it was wonderful.
We really appreciate it.
We'll talk
really
again.
Enjoy
wonderful.
It.
Thank
okay.
you.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
Satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Niles Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. An equal housing lender. Real talk about real estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.